Fossil discovery rewrites prehistoric gender roles. In the hushed quiet of a remote archaeological dig, a discovery was made that would send ripples through the halls of anthropology, challenging decades of assumptions about our ancient ancestors. The bones, unearthed with painstaking care, belonged to a formidable individual who, for millennia, lay undisturbed, a silent testament to a life lived long ago. But it wasn't just the age or preservation of the remains that caused a stir. It was the story they told, a narrative that forced a dramatic reevaluation of prehistoric gender roles and societal structures. For generations, the prevailing image of early human society was painted with broad strokes: strong, dominant males as hunters and providers, and more passive females confined to domestic duties or gathering. This man-the-hunter, woman-the-gatherer paradigm was deeply ingrained, supported by an array of interpretations of scattered evidence. However, the fossils unearthed in the, let's call it, the Whispering Valley, for dramatic effect, began to tell a different, more nuanced story. The individual in question, provisionally dated to around 30,000 years ago, displayed an extraordinary combination of physical attributes. While possessing a robust build, suggestive of physical prowess, the skeletal structure also indicated a life of meticulous craft and potentially sophisticated toolmaking. We're seeing musculature that speaks of strength, but also bone development that points to incredibly dexterous hand movements, the kind you'd associate with detailed work, explained Dr. Aris Thorne, lead paleoanthropologist on the project. Further analysis, including isotopic studies of the teeth, revealed a diet consistent with both hunting and extensive foraging, but with a surprising emphasis on processed plant matter and intricate bone and shell manipulation. This individual wasn't just swinging a spear. They were crafting complex tools, perhaps even engaging in early forms of artistic expression or ritualistic practice. The wear patterns on the teeth and the fine fractures in the phalanges are unlike anything we've typically attributed to what we presumed were solely male hunter-gatherer roles, Dr. Thorne elaborated. It suggests a much more integrated, multifaceted existence. The implications were profound. If this individual, who exhibited traits and engaged in activities previously assigned to specific genders, was not an anomaly, then the entire framework of prehistoric gendered labor was due for a seismic shift. The discovery prompted a re-examination of other sites, reinterpreting artifacts and skeletal remains through this new lens. Evidence of sophisticated weaving, intricate beadwork, and even evidence of leadership roles in communal burials, once downplayed or misattributed, began to surface. One particular artifact found near the skeleton was a finely crafted flint knife, its handle adorned with intricate carvings of animals and geometric patterns. This wasn't a crude tool for butchery. It was an object of art and evident skill. The level of detail here speaks to a dedication of time and a cognitive complexity that we might have been too quick to assign to one half of the prehistoric population, noted Dr. Lena Hansen, an expert in ancient art. The Whispering Valley discovery didn't just provide a new data point, it acted as a catalyst, igniting a fierce but vital debate among scholars. It pushed back against the patriarchal assumptions that had long colored our understanding of human origins. It suggested that early societies might have been far more egalitarian, with individuals contributing their unique skills and strengths to the collective survival, regardless of biological sex. The strict division of labor we so often envision might have been a later development, or perhaps even a mythologized interpretation. This reevaluation forces us to consider a past where roles were fluid, where individuals were recognized for their capabilities rather than preconceived notions of gender. It's a more complex, more human picture of our ancestors, one that resonates with our contemporary understanding of individuality and contribution. The bones in the Whispering Valley, silent for so long, now speak volumes, reminding us that history is not a static text, but a living narrative, constantly being rewritten by the persistent echoes of the past.